I have here a fantastic sefer. The name of the sefer is The Illustrated Guide to Opening Packages on Shabbos.
Is Amazon approved?
Oh, Amazon approved? I don't know. Who wrote the sefer? Gafso.
I was just going to say that. Can you open it on Shabbos?
Amchel Yoina Gafso. Gafso. It sounds like he's a Sephardi. How do I know he's a Sephardi? Because a lot of the sponsors here, I can't pronounce the names. That's number one. The Haskamis are all Sephardim. Not all of them. Many of them are Sephardim. Rabbi Yaakov Hillel, K. Yeshivas Teras Bitzalel, the Sephardi Yeshiva. Okay, he quotes over here, Ravadi Yosef very often in the Sefer. But he has by four Shimer, he has the Litvaks. He has the Litvak Shapiskim here as well, Haskamis. He must be a Litvak turn a Sephardi turn Litvak. That's what it seems to me. All right. Whatever it is, okay, there's a Hagdama. These are really, it's part of a koilel where they learn here. Rabbi Sai, it's part of a koilel. He writes a little Hagdama that is part of a koilel where they learn in different inyanim, halacha lemaisa, and they go down the yerid, the imkoy shel halacha, and they present all of the complicated shilas to the biggest gedolim, and they produce, this is a beautiful, beautiful sefer, Dover Sha'il al Shulchan Malachim, Man Ma'alter Rabbanan.
Wow.
And,
you really like this.
I do, I really like it.
He
basically going to the supermarket, every type of package you can possibly imagine, question, are you allowed to open this on Shabbos? Now, Kamar read the entire sefer, and let me tell you this, a summary of the sefer in maybe in one or two sentences. Basically, you could every single thing you could ever find in the supermarket, there are definitely major league poskim that will tell you is 100% permitted to open it in the normal way. And mitzad sheni, you can find major league poskim that will tell you that to open this package in the normal way, you're over on an Isser D'Oraisa. Okay? To go mamish mikotze elakotze, basically on every single package that you can possibly imagine. Our boy said, give me a chance, please. So, halacha l'maisa, generally we follow somewhere in the middle. That's what I'm trying to bring out. All I want to bring out for you over here is, basically, the bottom line is, when you need to open a package, no matter what it is, a letter comes on Shabbos. You know, your place can then say you can open it up, and you can rip it open, no problem whatsoever. You can read email on Shabbos. Can you imagine that? They'll tell you, what kind of shit you're going through. They tell you, you get mail on Shabbos. Yeah, you can read the mail on Shabbos. Rip open all the envelopes, and you can read your mail on Shabbos. You open it. What? Is it muksa? That's not necessarily muksa. Not necessarily is the male muksa. Why should it be muksa? Because it came yotzel chutz l'tchum? Not really. The mail was already probably in the post office before Shabbos began. The guy did it. The guy did it not for your benefit, for his benefit. You can definitely work it out very, very well that you can allow to open your mail on Shabbos. The mail's not muksa. You can open it. You can read it. Okay, but obviously we do not do that. We don't go open mail on Shabbos. Many people will treat mail as muksa, and there are grounds to support that as well. But the point over here is, it's really kedai to you to go to the Sefer to learn what's the ikar hadin, and what is the minuk, why is it a chumrah, what are the issues. It's just kedai to know the issues. After going to the Sefer, I was shocked to learn that basically every single thing, we'll go to ShopRite after the shiur, and we'll walk down the aisles, and we'll go through every type of product you've ever seen in your whole life, and basically there's a legitimate mahalich in halacha to explain why it is 100% permitted, without any question, to open up this package on Shabbos in its normal way, the way that the manufacturer advises you open the package. What? Anything. Food, not you need, you don't need. Even if you don't need it, yeah. Even if you don't need it. What should be the difference if you need it, you don't need it? Why is that a difference? What's the difference? The only difference is that since halacha l'maaseh we're not so generous, halacha l'maaseh we're not so makel, So therefore, there might be a shiley, might be doing an avera. So if you don't need the food, then don't do it. Okay, that's the only reason. That's the only reason why. If you don't need the food, let's go step by step. Me'ikar hadin, according to, we're going to go through the issues. We're probably going to go over 2 days. It's permitted. There's a mahalech to show that it's 100% permitted. But there's also a derech, a mahalech, an approach to look at packages, the modern day packages in the 21st century, and there've been quite a lot of innovations over the last number of years. Yeah, with a can opener. That's right, with a can opener. I know. We're not so generous.
No.
We're not so generous. But I want to go through with you today and tomorrow. I want to go through the issues. Why should it be us? There are two types of poiskim. We always discuss this. You go to a poisek, so you ask them a shayla, a new shayla. They came out with a new type of can, and the way the can is closed is this way, a new type of bottle cap, a whole new bottle. No one ever saw this bottle cap until today. A whole new technology to close bottles. Are you allowed to open it or close it? So you go to one poisek, and he says, you have a shayla? The first thing I'm going to tell you is that it's mutter. It's mutter. Why should it be aser? Let's try to figure out why should it be aser. Then you go to another paisek and he says, a new bottle cap? It's aser. It's aser. Can we be matter it? Is there a possibility that we can find some legitimate reason why it should be mutter? It's a different style in Piskei Halacha. A real paisek will start off that it's, well, I should say like this. If the issue revolves around an issue that's a deiraisa, then they'll generally start off by saying that it's aser, and they'll look for a heter, and they probably will find the heter. If you're dealing with what potentially looks to be an iser derabanan, then you start off that it's mutter, and unless you have a reason why it should be aser, it should be aser. Some poskim, even when it comes to a deraisa, they'll right away start out when you decide halacha, everything is mutter, and you have to find a reason why it should be aser. And some will say no. When you start, there are different styles of looking at questions in halacha. So today we live in a modern world. You go into the supermarket, the Chazal, time of the Gemara, they never saw such packages. It's just incredible the technology that has gone, the engineering, the technology, the creativity that in the industry has developed to seal products of all different types is incredible. It's off the charts. It's unbelievable. And halacha, we have to understand, is it permitted or is it forbidden?
This is opening by hand. What about you need a scissor?
Same thing.
Same thing.
Same thing. The way the manufacturer advises you open this product. A scissor is a kli shemelachtoi l'isser. But a kli shemelachta li'isser is mutter litzorech gufoy for a use that is ordinarily permitted. A package, if it's permitted to open the package, then you're allowed to use the scissor to open the package. It'll be permitted.
Even something you don't need?
Well, if it's permitted, yes. Let me ask you a question. Are you allowed on Shabbos? I don't need to set the table. No one's coming to eat. No one's coming to eat for lunch today. I like to have a set table. It just looks nice. In my mind, it looks nice. Am I allowed to set the table?
Is there any isser, doctor?
No, there's no isser. There's no isser. Muksa, there's no isser muksa. So are you allowed to set the table? No one is coming to eat. I want to set for 20 people a table because I like what it looks like. I'm a shagas. Are you doing an avera? I don't need it. I don't need it. No, I don't need it. You're allowed to do it? Of course you're allowed to do it. It's not a malacha. There's no muksa. There's no malacha. You can do whatever you want. If you're allowed to open the package, open the package. Why are we brainwashed this approach? Oh, if I don't need it, do not do it. Because the answer is, there are serious issues opening packages. I told you that you can look at a package, you can take an approach, a derech and halacha, that it's mutter. But guess what? I'm going to show you from the Chazon Ish and from many other poskim that opening Rav Moshe, opening many packages, you're doing a melacha de'oraisa. It's awesome. So what do you need to get involved in the machlekes of the Gedolei Yisrael? What do you need to get involved? I should go take a lenient opinion? Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says it's mutter lechatchila. The Chazon Ish says if you do this, you over on an isur, you chayiv skila if you do this. Okay, Rav Shlomo Zalman mutter lechatchila, Rav Chazon Ish chayiv skila. What do you need to get involved? What's in your business to enter into a situation where one of the Gedolei Yisrael will pass the Yechayiv Misas Bezdin, and the other one says that it's Mutal Lechatchila? So then, you know what the answer will be? Well, do I need it? If I don't need it, I don't need to get involved. If I need to open the package because I have a child here that's screaming and the only way I can pacify him is by giving him his candies and that requires me to open up this package, so you know what? I think today we'll paskin like Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and its mutter. But if I don't have the child screaming his head off just for fun, I'm going to open up the package? No. Only because the Chazon Ish says, don't do it. But if the Chazon Ish would not say don't do it, then I would do it. I could do it. Big deal. You can do it. So the reason why we're brainwashed, don't do it unless you actually need it for Shabbos, is because every single situation, although I will show you that it's, I'll try to show you that it can be, it's permitted lechatchila, according to some of the poskim, when you want to understand the halach in a certain way, there are other poskim that strongly disagree. So don't get involved in these very complex issues. The Mishnah Berurah, we're living now in a new century. And the things that we have today did not exist in the time of the Chofetz Chaim. What? Well, the Gemara talks about a package called the Chosel. A lot of the Makor is the Choselis. What is the Choselis? Dried figs. They would weave, they would make from like lulavim. They would take from lulavim. They would fashion, they would weave together a package. Basically, a wicker, that's not a mamash, a basket. It's called a Choselis. They would weave a basket just to, for the purpose of it being a package. It's like the ancient package, the plastic bag or whatever it is.
The leather.
No, they don't have leather. They don't have leather. They're different. There are few examples in the Gemara. The Gemara discusses.
What are the material that they use for the shkolim? I mean, and all those other things in the Sefer Shkolim.
What materials?
Mitpachas, you know, all these 13
but they don't open it on Shabbos. There's no makar. A sack. A leather sack. Right? But the Gemara does not discuss regarding opening up a leather sack or opening a leather sack of coins. So we need a makar. We need a makar in the Gemara that it was done on Shabbos. And indeed, there are a few sources which we're going to discuss what the issues are. But these are the issues we can go mikotze el hakos.
Now, it created a halachic no man's land where you don't know.
Halacha lemaisa, generally, we're very lenient. That's the emes. The emes is we are generally lenient in these matters and we open up almost everything. If you know the halachos well, then you will attempt, first of all, the best thing, of course, everyone writes without a question is you should be responsible to open whatever you possibly can before Shabbos begins. Okay, if a person is a responsible person, before Shabbos, there's no excuse not. But it always happens, you need to open something on Shabbos. So if you know, if you don't know the halachas and you just open it, gesunte hey, there's many places that say you can open kinmat anything. If you do know the halachas, then there are ways, better ways to open packages that will be less of a halachic issue. You will satisfy more opinions if you open packages in a certain way. One classic example is if you can open up a can of soda, don't open it all the way. When you break, you put the tab and you open it. So one thing is open up a sardine can. Don't open, unless it's a sakana, so it won't get cut. Don't open it entirely. Just open it the bare minimum to be able to get out what you need. If you have, during the week, you open a soda can, you take the tab, and you open the tab all the way 100%, like you normally would do without even thinking. If you're in a hotel, and they bring you a can of soda, and so the lechatchila really can't, whatever, different opinions. If they have a non-Jewish waiter, let him open it for you. or even a child, some say, that's the whole question, have a child open it, or you don't, that's not an option, you have to open it yourself. So don't open the tab 100%. Open the tab just enough for you to pour the soda out of the can. Why? Because one of the, we're going to go through all this in a few moments, one of the issues is it's called makeh bepatish. Makeh bepatish is what Rashi calls a Pesach yofe, a perfect opening, an opening that was meant to be the way it was intended to be. If you make an opening the way it was intended to be, that may be a melacha de'oraisa, according to some opinions, of makeh bepatish. One of the 39 labors on Shabbos is to conclude, is to be to do the last thing you need to do to fashion a utensil. But it has to be complete. If you open the can the way it's meant to be opened, some will tell you, this now you have crafted a can. A can is a utensil. It holds liquid. And you can't use the can until it's open. Because if it's completely sealed, it's not a utensil. Now when I open it, oh, I've made it into a utensil. So what have you done? You've done the last step in making the utensil. You're only chayif for the melacha d'oraisa of makeh bepatish is if you do that last thing perfectly. It's 100% the way it was meant to be. When they designed cans, they designed a can with a tear that when you open up the tear, it opens up entirely. It opens up to 100%. If you only open it just partially, you open the tab just and you push down just enough to get crack it open, and you can easily pour the liquid out of the can, you're not chayef a makeh bepatish, because the peh is not what's called yofe. It's not perfect in the eyes of Rashi. There's no melacha d'oraisa. So there you have an example. If you go and you open the can 100%, guess what? Many poskim say it's okay. You've not done anything wrong. We hold. We'll have to go through all things. Ein binyan v'stira b'kelim. There's no such thing as the melacha d'orais of binyan b'kelim. That's the sheet of Avadi Yosef, and he quotes many rishonim that's takahol like this. We'll go through this soon. But let's say you want to be chayish for the sheet of the rishonim that hold there is binyan b'kelim. So what will be the binyan? The binyan over here is makeh bepatish. You're doing the last thing to make the utensil. You're only chayif for makeh bepatish if you do it the way it was meant to be, a peh yofe. If it's not the way it's meant to be, then there's no melacha. So here you have an example. You can be samech on the opinions that say there's no such thing as fashioning a utensil when it comes to of construction, when it comes to utensils. So it's mutter, do whatever you want. Let's say I want to be machmir. I want to take into consideration the opinions that hold that there's a prohibition of construction even with objects. But the only way I'll be in violation in this instance is if I conclude I make the object into the way it was meant to be. It's meant to be opened all the way, not meant to be opened partially. So then, because I know the halacha, I am empowered to know not how to open it in a way that satisfies more opinions. Okay, so let's just discuss today at least some of the issues of opening. These are general issues which apply to every single package you will find in the world. First issue is boina, like we just said, construction. One of the lamites melachos is to build. There's another one of the lamites melachos is to demolish. Soiser albanas livnos, to demolish. Binyan and soiser, construction and destruction. According to most of the Rishonim, the melacha de'orais of binyan only applies to things that are attached to the ground. It has to be permanently attached to the ground in order for there to be a violation of binyan. If the object that you are holding in your hand is not attached to the ground, it's a utensil, and you're crafting a utensil on Shabbos, you're not chayiv for the melacha de'oraisa of binyan. Now, if you accept that, now let's work with that for one moment. If you have a let's talk about a bottle. I'll just give you just an example. We're going to go back and discuss all the cases a little later. But let's have a bottle cap. One of the big shilas in the olden days was a bottle. Now, bottle cap, yeah, half the book is a bottle cap. A big section of the book. There are so many bottle caps today in the store, in the supermarket, you can get dizzy. There's so many different technologies that they use today that's closed bottles. It's just mind-boggling. Now, one of the old-fashioned type of bottle caps, which still exists today in certain types of products, is a bottle cap which has a ring. The bottle cap is sealed with a metal ring all the way around. When you open the bottle cap, the metal ring completely is severed. Completely severed. Everyone familiar with this type of bottle cap? Okay, on certain types of products. They make it now in plastic also, but let's talk about metal. Plastic is much different than metal. So the big issue all of the places can discuss is that this metal bottle cap, when it has the ring attached to it, it's not a utensil. The bottle is a utensil. The bottle cap is a piece of metal that's not usable because there's a metal ring that is attached. How did it get like that? A machine somehow jammed it on. A machine jammed it on in one shot. It was never a utensil to begin with because it always had this metal ring there, which prevents it from being functional. When you open off, turn that bottle cap and you separate the ring from the top, what have you done in essence, according to some opinions? You have fashioned a utensil. What utensil have you fashioned? The cap, not the bottle. The bottle was always a bottle. The bottle was a utensil from day one. You have fashioned a cap. A cap is a utensil. You have created a utensil on Shabbos by turning that cap, and causing the metal ring to separate. You've now made on Shabbos a utensil. So what? Who cares? That's a machlokes apoyskim. In the Gemara, the Gemara has a discussion. Where's the machlokes? Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So fundamental. Goes all the way back. Beis Shammai paskins yesh binyan ustira bekelim. If you make a utensil on Shabbos, you've done a melacha derais of binyan. Beis Hillel says no such thing. If you make a utensil on Shabbos, there's no such thing as binyan. Generally, so therefore, if you make a bottle cap on Shabbos, to make a bottle cap, according to Beis Shammai, is osir, and according to Beis Hillel, is mutter. Generally, we paskin like Beis Hillel, ein binyan v'stira b'kelim, gesund to hate. Turn the bottle cap. You've made a cap on Shabbos. It's mutter. Ein binyan v'stira b'kelim. There is no issue according to Beis Hillel. That's how we paskin generally. That's how Rav Avadya Yosef paskins, and it is permitted. Now, you'll ask me a question. Wait a minute. Even though you'll tell me that there's no binyan v'stira b'kelim, according to Beis Hillel, that's only midoraisa. But even Beis Hillel agrees that there's a prohibition of making a utensil midrabanan. So to that, along comes the Ran, and the Ran poses a contradiction between two Gemaras. The Gemara talks about if you put your Eruvei Techumen in a box, you want to travel on Shabbos more than 2,000 amos. So what do you have to do? You have to have bread. You have to have bread, put the bread on the marker, on the boundary, in order to carry more than 2,000 amos. Let's say your bread is locked up in a box. It's locked up, it's in the box, and the box is tied up with a rope. So the halacha is, it's a kosher erev. Why is it a kosher? I can't get to the bread. So the Gemara says, big deal, just break open the box. Break open the box and you're good to go. How could you break open the box on Shabbos? Obviously, the Gemara holds there is no prohibition, even midrabanan, to destroy a utensil. And whatever halach applies to destruction automatically applies to construction. Binyan and soiser. Now, the problem though is there's another halacha, another sugi in the Gemara. The Gemara says that if you have a barrel, the Gemara says that taking apart a large box is forbidden. A big barrel. Of a big barrel of dried figs. The Gemara says you're only allowed to break it in a certain way. Which basically means, I have to go, there's a source in the Gemara that you're not allowed to do construction on the kelim, making a kelim, a kli on Shabbos, is also midrabanan. How do we reconcile there are two Gemaras which appear to contradict one another? So the Ran says something that is very, very critical for opening packages. When the Rabbanan enacted that it is forbidden to make a utensil on Shabbos midrabanan, according to Beis Hillel, that's only for big utensils, like closets, cabinets, groyser utensils. But a small, insignificant, to create a small, insignificant utensil on Shabbos, there is no prohibition of filu midrabanan. And thus, a bottle cap certainly falls in the category of a kli that is a small utensil where there will be no prohibition to make a utensil on Shabbos. And something that's big has to be something that's similar to a room, to a mechubal karka, like a cabinet. A cabinet is like an item which is like part of a building. But a thing that's on the table, and a thing that you use for eating and drinking, that's not doime to a cabinet, and that is permitted. So the bottom line over here is, Rabbi Yisrael, we have over here a very big leniency, and that is, machlokes in the Gemara, are you allowed to create a utensil on Shabbos? Is there a melach of binyan and stir on Shabbos when it comes to utensils? Beis Shammai says yes. Beis Hillel says it's permitted. Even though Beis Hillel says it's permitted, Beis Hillel agrees that it's forbidden midrabanan to craft utensils only if the utensil is a very large utensil, something which resembles something that is in a mechubal lekarka, like a cabinet, but a utensil. That is permitted, even that there is no prohibition. I feel midrabanan when you have a need to do so.
Where did that barrel fall?
Okay, we have to go over that case. That's part of the case. We'll get that a little later on. So therefore, according to Beis Hillel, Ravadi Yosef paskins like this, and he says, halacha lemaisa we paskin ein binyan v'stira bekelim, not even midrabanan on small ukelim. And therefore, if you have a metal cap, and the metal cap is attached to the bottle, and the issue, what could be the issue? The issue is you're making the metal cap into a kli. You're making it into a kli? Into a utensil? Guess what? We paskin, it's permitted to make utensils on Shabbos. There's no prohibition of binyan on Shabbos, not even midrabanan, and therefore it's permitted. The Chazon Ish disagrees. He holds as an Isser de Oraisa. We pass him like Rishama, it seems he says, in this instance. There's an Isser de Oraisa to make a utensil on Shabbos. Now, this is one of the possible prohibitions. One of the issues of binyan. Now, there's another possible prohibition is, the one more thing is koirea, ripping. When you have boxes, cardboard, plastic, you're ripping. You're doing a melacha of ripping. How are you allowed to rip open the package? So you have to understand, the melacha, there's many, many opinions. We'll get to right now, what exactly is the nature of the prohibition of ripping? According to some, ripping anything is a melacha deraisa. According to most poskim, the prohibition of ripping is only to take apart two things that were once upon a time separate and were brought together. In other words, koirea corresponds to the purpose of mechatech. It's a different issue. Koirea corresponds to toifer. You can never be chayef for koirea unless first it was tefira. What is tefira? I take two pieces of cloth and I sew them together. Now they're connected because they've been stitched together. There's two separate things have been put together. They've been stitched together. If I take these two separate things and I rip them apart the way it was originally, that's called koreya. That's called koreya. Therefore, if I have a piece of plastic and I rip it, is that called koreya?
No.
Impossible.
No.
If I have a piece of paper on Shabbos, I take a piece of paper on Shabbos and I rip it. Am I chayef for the melacha d'oraisa of Korea? No way.
No.
To be chayef for Korea, I have to take two pieces of paper and stitch them together and rip apart the stitches. That's Korea. Ripping off a tag? That's not Korea. That's Korea is only when I have two separate things.
So the two separate things put onto the clothing.
And the tag is holding it together? If I have two separate things holding the tag, holding together, no, the tag is not. First of all, when you have a tag, the tag is not does not keep it together like it has to be firmly connected. A tag that holds things loosely together, that's not Korea.
That would be fine.
That's fine. A garment, you have two pieces of material that's sewn together. They become tight, firmly connected,
like
firmly
pocket,
connected. That's not called Korea. So that takes away all the case of ripping apart packages. What are you doing? You're not doing anything. That's not called Korea. Next question, mechatech. What does mechatech mean? Mechatech means to cut in a precise measure. When you have many packages, they want you to cut along the dotted line. Toilet paper, right? You cut paper towels. When you open packages, they give you a very precise place. It's perforated where to cut along. So when you open a package along the dotted line, you're being over on the Isser D'Oraisa of Bechatech, because you're cutting it in a very precise one piece of material. You're cutting in a very precise line. There's also many times no issue. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, not everyone agrees to this, the only time there's a prohibition of mechatech is when you're cutting along the very precise because you want that thing that you cut off. When you pull off a plastic seal around the plastic bottle or you cut off the top of a package, you're cutting it off. What you cut off, do you want that thing that you cut off? It goes in the garbage. When you take a bottle of milk that has a plastic seal and you pull off that plastic seal, I'm cutting it off along a predefined line. Oh, it's mechatech. Anytime you cut with precision, it's mechatech. It's only mechatech if the thing that you cut off you desire. If the thing that you cut off you do not desire, I'm only cutting this off in a precise because I want what I'm not cutting off. I'm cutting off the top of the package to get it open so I can get into the package. That is not mechatech. Pulling off the seal around the milk, I throw that piece of plastic in the garbage so I can open it, get into the milk. That is not called mechatech either. So it's very hard to find a problem with mechatech. It's very hard to find a problem of Korea. To say binyan, you're doing, you're making a utensil on Shabbos, according to most poskim, there's no binyan when it comes to kelim. We got that out of the way. Okay, and now the other only, what would be the thing of memachik? You're erasing letters. Be careful not to cut the letters. And the other issue would be makeh bepatish. What?
Be careful, you're not allowed.
You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to.
Say again what you said about the toilet paper.
Now, toilet paper, when you rip the toilet paper for the prescribed, when you want to use that piece of toilet paper, that you cannot do. If you go and you want to cut toilet paper because you want to use that piece of toilet paper, you want to cut along the perforated lines, that would be nisa d'oraisa.
What if you cut without the perforated?
That's permitted. If a person needs toilet paper and there's nothing available, you're permitted to take a roll of toilet paper and cut it not along the dotted line. Because that's not, because if you would cut along the dotted line, you're cutting it because you want this piece to use. That would be mechatech. It's not Korea, it's not, because Korea is only when you take two separate things tying it together. The melacha derives will be mechatech. But if you want for that size piece, that's mechatech. But if you cut not along the dotted lines, that is permitted. When they covered abrios, that's permitted, that is permitted to do. Okay, so basically, there's no binyan. There's no prohibition of mechatech. There's no prohibition of korea. The arm damage, the memachek, be careful not to cut along the dotted lines. What other things can they be? They can be makeh bepatish. Makeh bepatish means, makeh bepatish does apply when it comes to utensils. Even though there's no such thing as crafting a utensil on Shabbos, there is a prohibition of doing the final thing to a utensil. Makeh bepatish. The way you avoid makeh bepatish is You don't open it perfectly. You open it, you make a utensil in an imperfect way, meaning you don't open it in its normal way. Let's say a can of sardines, just don't take off the lid. Open it just enough to take out the sardines, not taking off the lid. You open the can of soda, don't open it the entire way. That indeed can be a problem according to some of the opinions of Makeh B'Patish. Because Makeh B'Patish, doing the last thing that needs to be done to make the utensil usable, can be a malacha, but only when it's done what Rashi calls a Pesach Yofe. Has to be perfect, the way it was meant to be. If it's done in a way that's not meant to be, that avoids the problem of Makeh B'Patish. So pretty much, you get away. We really have gone through almost everything there is to get through. You mark it. When you go and you deal with these issues, tomorrow we'll go through some examples and show how there's a solution to open up basically every package on Shabbos. That's the rice. That's kosher. That's kosher. Kosher.